Mother's Day is Sunday, which got us to thinking about motherhood and the decisions that we make as parents. Sometimes those decisions can be extremely difficult, and that was the case for Sheehan Cullen. Sheehan's a hairstylist in Seattle, but she grew up in Ireland. When she was a teenager back in the 1980s, Sheehan was faced with a decision that would challenge the notion of what it means to be a mother.
I was 16 and going to school. I lived in Dublin and was infatuated with this older fella that was kind of a Jack the Lad type of a fella. And we met and had a relationship. And it was brief. And I got pregnant.
Sheehan was 3 months pregnant when she finally told her parents. They were shocked. It didn't help matters that she was going to a Catholic school at the time.
So after my parents kind of absorbed the information and I could get away with hiding myself in a school uniform, then, you know, my parents had to kind of tell the head nun. And I remember she saying that pregnancy, it looks contagious. So maybe it would be a good idea if you didn't stay at the school, because other girls might think it's okay to be pregnant. They put it delicately, but that was kind of them telling me that I needed to go somewhere else. And of course, they knew a place for me to go to, which was a convent in Dunboyne.
The convent was about an hour from Sheehan's home. When she got there, she joined 28 women, all between the ages of 14 to 42, and all of them pregnant.
The one part that I do remember about being there was, even though we were all together and going through this experience, it was lonely. A lot of us kind of suppressing our emotions around being pregnant, because we didn't want to get too attached to, you know, the joy of being pregnant, because we didn't know if, you know, we were going to give our babies up. So there was that feeling of just like, I'm a vessel. But all of us did share in, you know, feeling each other's stomachs and feeling the kicks and like where we were in our pregnancy, talking about our stretch marks and how big we were getting. And I kept thinking like something was going to tell me through the pregnancy, like the closer I got to the end, that I would know for definite if I was going to keep her or not. And I just didn't know. When I gave birth to Anya, I had pink hair. And the nurses were slagging me, saying that, you know, we'll see how this baby turns out, you know. But she had this red sheen, bald sheen, you know, like you could just see it was going to be red. And just the most beautiful eyebrows. And yeah, she was really perfect.
Sheehan and Anya stayed at the hospital for 5 days. The birth had been painful, and the decision to give Anya up for adoption was too. When the time came to leave the hospital, Sheehan wrapped Anya in a blanket and tucked her into a lemon-colored bunting. Her parents picked Sheehan up, and they headed for a foster home in Dublin.
So I remember then being in the car, and we had this Audi 80, and I remember my mom and dad were in front. I remember my brother sitting beside me, and I remember there was just tension from everybody and sadness. And everybody was sad, but this was my next step. I remember holding Anya, and I remember what she was wearing. And I just had her in my lap, and I just held her close, and I ached. I remember thinking that that this is what like a heartache feels like. And it just, you know, went through my whole body. And I felt numb. And I knew that I loved her so much just in those few days, you know.
She and visited Anya, but her daughter cried a lot. She and worried the baby wasn't being held enough. She started to have serious doubts about what she'd done. This went on for 2 weeks. Finally, it was too much. She wanted her daughter back. Her parents agreed, and they piled back into the car and drove to the foster home.
I had her. I had her baby bottles. I had the few pieces of clothing that she had. I mean, I had a bag, and that was it. And a baby still in her snuggie, you know, the same little outfit that she was in, you know, when I, you know, it's kind of like those sleeping bags, you know, you zip them up. And she was in there again. And I just remember having her in my arms and just like, okay, I have her. She's mine.
2 months later, she and Anya and the rest of their family left Ireland for Seattle. Today, Anya's 25 years old. She's married and she lives in Seattle. This story was produced by Isolde Raftery.